Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 5th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement. Once again, this Friday, we want to bring you a message that we really hope will encourage, and a theme that is really appropriate for all, titled Faithful Friends. However, using a rather unusual proverb as our scripture text today, Proverb 25, verse 19.
Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble.
Well, for some time I've had a bad tooth that needs attention. It's a molar back in my mouth, and I continue to put off getting the needed dental procedure, which will likely be a root canal and possibly a crown. That's sure not the kind of crown I'm looking forward to. Many of you can identify with me, can't you? You've had a toothache. You've gone through several tubes of Orajel. You've finally gone to the dentist. If not, you surely had a lame foot at some time in your life. I've had both. I get the idea that Solomon was speaking from experience as well in this proverb.
He uses a simile to describe another condition, reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. And most of us have been there as well. We felt the sharp sting and deep disappointment of disloyalty and rejection.
However, in this encouragement, we want to consider the wonderful contribution of true and faithful friends who are there and are reliable in the inevitable times of trouble in our lives. I have many such friends, and so does Brooksine, but I'm sharing mine today, just two of them. Dave goes back over 45 years to first grade and served as the best man at our wedding. Mike met us just prior to planting our church in northern Pennsylvania and is still very much a part of our lives. I still remember his phone call during a time when our church was going through a turbulent period that consisted of no more than a very emotional, "I'm praying for you" left on our answering machine. I didn't erase that message, but played it over and over. Hearing those important words of support was a healing salve in my distressing world. But let me tell you about a wonderful turnaround related to that same story. The very incident where Mike shared his supportive message was one of two major attacks I experienced in my 25 years of pastoral service. And that's really not too bad, but when you're going through the attack, it's bad at the time. Well, at that particular time, two leaders in the church, dissatisfied with my leadership, attempted to create a stir within the church. This was way back in the mid-80s, over 20 years ago, and it resulted in one of them leaving the church. Sadly, his life spiraled downward from that point, and as far as I know, he continues to be an unstable individual to this day. The other leader chose to work things out. We had a wonderful turnaround in our relationship. He went on to serve as a board member and took other leadership positions in the church. For many years, he was the director at a large youth camp here in Pennsylvania, where he influenced many for Christ. In fact, his older daughter met her husband at this very camp. At that time, they were not married, of course, but that was her husband-to-be. We moved on from that church in the early 90s, and he was a blessing to my successor, but several years later died of cancer at 43 years old. His funeral was a tribute to a life well lived for Christ, and many expressed their love. His wife still attends the church along with his youngest daughter, Sharon, and her family. His oldest daughter, Shauna, lives with her family in Southeast PA. We met Shauna and Sharon for lunch yesterday, and I have some photos on the site, and brought Sharon and little Emma to stay with us overnight while her husband is attending a police training class in nearby E-Town.
Well, I like stories that end well, and I'm sure you do as well. And I especially like lasting friends. We need good friends, don't we? Friends who are loyal and faithful, particularly in times of trouble. I want to be that kind of friend. I sure don't want to be like a bad tooth or a lame foot. Let's pray. Jesus, you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It seems that many of our brothers and sisters in the faith are closer than our blood relations, because we've been joined together as a family of believers, and we share common spiritual goals. Though we're created in the image of God and we follow your example, we're still given to error and do not always apply good judgment, which causes division in the body of Christ. Help us, Jesus, to practice forgiveness and exercise forbearance with one another so that we will be united and faithful to one another and to you in times of trouble. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a blessing faithful friends are. Thank you for joining us this day. You may be listening to it on Friday, October 5th, when we prepare it, or any time down the road. It's kind of an evergreen type message. Remains relevant and pertinent to our lives. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have some photos up today. We have a photo of we took just yesterday with Brooksine along with Shauna and Sharon. And their daughters, Shauna also has a son that's in school. And we have that up. But we also have one taken 25 years ago. I had the privilege of dedicating Sharon. Shauna had already been dedicated when they came into the church. But a wonderful story we were not aware of or did not recall is that Brooksine had the opportunity to lead Shauna to Christ many years ago. Also have a photo up today we took yesterday, a beautiful farm scene, some mums with a beautiful, very much ready to harvest corn background. And an audio link I have up today is a song that both churches have left, and it's not an unusual song to sing at these types of occasions, but Michael W. Smith's song, Friends. And I believe it's Michael W. Smith singing this one. But in the church we left in northern Pennsylvania in 1993, the very man that we spoke of sang this song to us on behalf of the congregation. He happened to be a music teacher. Have a blessed day today. I hope you're blessed with many friends, and I hope you are a good and faithful friend as well.